I want to encourage you that at this time of uncertainty that you can rely on the promises of God. They never change. There's a promise for us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 that says, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his." Oh, we praise God for that. When we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, the Lord knows us. He knows every thought we have. We just praise him for that. The goodness of God has not been canceled. So each morning, wake up and know that God loves you and rejoice that he is with you each day. I pray that you will be blessed by these messages. And if you are able and moved by the Holy Spirit to give to our ministry, please mail your donations to Augustana Lutheran Church, 3251 Midway Road, Duluth, Minnesota, 55810. Our message this morning is titled, "The Resurrection." And our text is from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words, and they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Johanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, our almighty God, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we ask that the Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts, our souls, and our minds, that we may grow in your grace, in your knowledge, and in your wisdom and understanding. Father, we pray that each person that reads this word and hears this word would be filled with your presence in a mighty and powerful way. And we ask that you would teach us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection means to rise up from the dead. The resurrection of Christ is the very heart of the gospel and the very heart of the Word of God. On Friday, Jesus is crucified and placed in a tomb. Sunday morning, his body was gone. The Lord's resurrection rests on evidence. Our faith needs to stand on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should not doubt the resurrection of Christ or our own resurrection. He is risen, so will we be raised at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise God for that. There are 3 points to this message this morning. First, the women visit the tomb. Second, the unbelief of the apostles. And third, the resurrection of Christ is the very foundation of our Christian faith. Our first point is the women visit the tomb. On the first day of the week, certain women came to the tomb where Jesus' body had been laid to anoint him. These women loved Jesus and came to show the respect by bringing spices to anoint his body and finish preparing it for burial. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. The first great sign of the resurrection is that the stone had been rolled away. The woman went into the tomb and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. There are two significant things in these verses. First, Jesus' body was gone. And second, this is the first time in the New Testament that Jesus referred to the Lord Jesus. He'd been called Christ. He'd been called Jesus. And he'd been called the Son of God, etc. Now he is called the Lord Jesus. These women knew him as Lord. Do you know him as Lord? They were perplexed. They did not understand the empty tomb, linen cloths laying by themselves, and his body was gone. Two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. These men were angels. In the book of John, verse 12, it says, "And seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain." In verses 5 and 7 of our text, the two men say to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." Christians can become confused when faced with the loss of a loved one. We become confused when instead we should be comforting and encouraging each other. Verse 5 says, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" They were grieving the loss of Jesus, and too many today grieve the loss of their loved ones far too long. We are not to seek the living among the dead. The living are those who believe in Jesus Christ, and the dead are those who do not believe in him. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we will live with him forever. As 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8 says, "To be absent from the body is to be at home with the Lord." Our spirits are immediately at home with the Lord. This is the case for those who know Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? If not, make today the day you pray, asking him to be your Savior and your Lord. Now, verse 6 of our text contains the most important phrase in all the Bible. "He is not here, but is risen." In Matthew 28, verse 6, it says, "He is risen." In the book of Mark, in chapter 16, verse 6, it also says he is risen. Because he lives, we will live with him in eternity. How precious this is. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9 through 11 says this: "For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him forever. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are also doing. By faith in Christ Jesus, we will always live with him forever." In our text, verses 8 and 9 say, "And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest." These women became the first preachers of the resurrection of Christ. They wanted to encourage one another and build up one another, just as we are instructed to do. And this is what we should be sharing and doing, sharing the message of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. A message for everyone, for every day, and not just on Easter. The second point of our message today is the unbelief of the apostles. In verses 10 and 11, it says, "Now it was Mary Magdalene and Johanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them." We also read in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 11, that Mary Magdalene goes to the disciples. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe. Here we have those who have been appointed by Christ, his chosen ones, who had seen his workings and listened to his instructions, and they were not believing. They knew his teachings, but did not believe. They believed in the suffering of Christ, but not in his glory and in his resurrection. It is sad when God's people forget God's word and live defeated lives rather than victorious ones. I want to repeat that. It is sad when God's people forget God's word and live defeated lives rather than victorious ones. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We need to keep our focus on the promises of God and on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. It is important for us to hold fast and not be deceived and fall away from Christ. Here we understand the reason the Holy Spirit stresses not being deceived and to believe in the entire work of God, as all scripture is of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to believe and tell the story of Christ's resurrection and encourage each other with the word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." In Romans 1:17, it says, "The just shall live by faith." Today Christ is not on the cross. He's not in the grave. He is risen at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for us, his children. In our text in verse 12, it says, "But Peter arose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at that which had happened." Perhaps Peter remembered what Christ had taught him. The resurrection of Christ stands on evidence. He was seen by Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, other women at the tomb, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, the seven disciples in the evening, the 8 days later by the apostles, including Thomas, at Galilee, seven by the lake of Tiberias, on a mountaintop, again to the apostles, along with 500 brethren, Paul on the road to Damascus, Stephen outside Jerusalem as he was being stoned, and John on the island of Patmos. Our Lord Jesus Christ is risen and alive today. The resurrection of Christ is real, and heaven is real. Because of our faith in Christ Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins, and his resurrection, it cancels our reservation for hell, which is a very real place too. By faith in Christ, we have an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that never fades away, reserved in heaven for you and for me 1 Peter 1:4 is for all those who believe in him as their Savior, who believe in Jesus as their Savior, Lord, and as the Son of God. These were the witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because he lives, we will live with him now and always live with him forever. As the women were the first preachers of his resurrection, along with all believers since, you are to be a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection calls us from our old belief of death to a new belief of life. Those who seek Christ shall find him. He will make himself known, and they shall live for eternity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Every Christian today should be looking for the rapture and Jesus taking us home to be with him. We are not to be looking for the tribulation. We're not to be looking for the Antichrist or the number 666. Why? Because we're to be looking for Jesus Christ. In Titus chapter 2, verse 13, it says, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus is risen and coming again for us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your very word that you've given to us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus is alive today. He is risen. And because he lives, we too shall live. Father, we thank you for those wonderful promises. And we pray, Heavenly Father, if there's any out there today who do not know you, Jesus, as their Savior and Lord, that they will pray today, asking you to be their Savior and Lord. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.